What it says is that if you go into a restaurant, have dinner, and order a bottle of wine, the restaurant can recork the unused amount in the bottle, put it in a bag, staple the receipt for dinner onto it, and let you take that wine home.
Now, how does that work with open liquor laws, open container laws in your car?
That's why they go through this whole process of recorking, make sure that cork is all the way in there, putting it in the bag, and sealing it with the receipt. Now, that's an important part because that receipt has to show that you had dinner and that you didn't just go in and order an appetizer and a bottle of wine to go. You're actually supposed to also put the bottle in the trunk rather than in the compartment. Right after this law was enacted, I was at a restaurant in Lake County, I think it was, and ordered a bottle of wine just to see what the reaction was going to be. And the restaurateur came over and just kind of lightly tapped the cork into it and handed me the bottle there with nothing else. And I said, really? I can do that? And the guy said, there's a new law and nobody gives a hoot anymore. Although hoot wasn't the word he used.
And he might be wrong about that hoot, I think.
He was very wrong about it because there's still an open liquor law that can get you in trouble. But if you follow these rules, you can take the bottle of wine home. And it's great because the wines by the glass in most restaurants, the list is pretty dismal. And also, if you do the math, you're going to pay more per glass than you would if you got a whole bottle. So you can buy the bottle for relative savings. We'll save it for another time, the whole thing about pricing for wines in restaurants.
Versus going to Publix and buying the wine or something.
Right. But you can buy the bottle of wine for virtual savings, have one or two glasses, and then take the rest home to enjoy later.
Is this unusual? Do other states have a Merlot to go type of law?
They do. They do. And, you know, you might find some pushback from restaurateurs who aren't familiar with it. But I think on the whole, most of them will know about it and will be happy because they're going to make the sale of the wine. But if you go in before you order, make sure that they're aware of the procedure and of the law, and know that if you're going to buy that bottle of wine with the intention of not finishing it there at the restaurant, that you will be able to take it with you. Now, I think this is a great law for restaurants like Capital Grille that has such a terrific wine list, and Lumon Park, I think, does a pretty good wine list. Gico has the North America's largest selection of South African wine. Then they certainly don't offer all of those by the glass, but if you go in and want to taste a wine that you haven't heard of before, you can buy the bottle and not have to drink the whole thing.
Where is Gico?
Gico is at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And it's also a good, you know, for a couple that goes out and one wants white, one wants red. And so you automatically think that you're going to have to limit yourself to those meager by-the-glass selections.
So it would make good economic sense for both parties
involved. It would. And it discourages the guest who does go and buy the full bottle of wine from consuming it all and maybe leaving there not able to drive.
That would be certainly a concern as well.
So I think it's a win-win.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.